Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Hi, and welcome to Simply Holy, where we uncomplicate holiness with Mary as our mentor. I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and today's show is all about hearing the voice of Jesus. During today's show, we're going to be talking about where and how do we hear the voice of Jesus. And then I'm going to give you an example from my own life, a real life example. And then finally, you and I are going to be talking about learning how to listen for the voice of Jesus through Mary's example and intercession. Before we dig into the show, let me express my gratitude to you for your support and prayers. They mean a lot to me, a great deal. You know, I happen to be recording this particular podcast on the one-year anniversary of my spine surgery. If you were following me on social media, it was a major surgery with a very long and complicated and difficult recovery. But we are today, my whole family and I, celebrating my one-year anniversary, and I feel fantastic, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to our Lord for his generosity to me, and I'm grateful to you because I know you helped pray for me during that time. I'm grateful to all of the people who offered me prayers and encouragement, support, assistance, on and on and on. I was deeply loved during that time, I assure you. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for your support and prayers throughout the year, regardless of what's going on in my life, as you help me to lead the world to Christ through Mary, through your prayers, through spreading the word about the show, about Simply Holy, about sharing my blog posts and my other endeavors in the world. So thank you very, very much. I deeply, deeply appreciate it. I appreciate you, and I promise you my prayers for you in return. Speaking of prayer, let's pray now as we begin this podcast. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to be together. Thank you for this technology that allows this podcast to become possible, a reality. Thank you, Father, for the time that we have together, for nudging me to speak, to putting on my heart what it is you want listeners to hear. And I thank you, Father, for urging my listener to listen to me, to this podcast right now. Mother Mary, I thank you for your ever-present love in my life. I thank you for that. I thank you for your ever-present love in the lives of the entire world, because we know that you love us, dear Mother, and so we thank you for that. We ask, Father, please let us have open hearts and minds today so that we can savor the message that Christ and our Mother Mary have for us today. In Jesus' name, in through Mary's intercession, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today's topic, hearing the voice of Jesus. Truly hearing the voice of Jesus. Again, I'm Marge Steinhage-Fenelon, and I have a fun show for you today. A deeply meaningful, but also fun show for you today, as we talk about hearing the voice of Jesus. Let's first talk about where and how we hear the voice of Jesus. Where and how do we hear the voice of Jesus? Well, when we are searching, when we are reaching out, or sometimes even if we're not reaching out, Jesus speaks to us. So where and how do we hear his voice? Well, one of the best places for myself, and I know for others, is Eucharistic adoration. There are countless stories of folks who have gone to Eucharistic adoration, myself included, sat before the Lord and just received some kind of message or inspiration. Or maybe there was no specific message, but instead a lightening of the heart and a sense of encouragement and well-being. So Eucharistic adoration, because during that time our Lord is there for you specifically. He is waiting there for you. He wants to spend that time with you. So Eucharistic adoration, Holy Mass is such a beautiful, meaningful way to listen, to hear the voice of Jesus. We have his voice in the words of the priest, the sacrifice of the Mass, the readings, to be sure, the Psalms, the Gospel, the first reading, second reading, if it's a Sunday, the reading, scripture. We hear the voice of Jesus. We hear the voice of Jesus in the prayers of the Mass. We hear the voice of Jesus as well in the homily. How many times has it been that you've gone to Mass and have heard the priest say something? The priest will say something, or the deacon, if it's a deacon giving the homily that day, and you feel like they're talking directly to you. I've had it, and I'll bet that you've had it. Maybe you didn't notice it specifically, but I'll bet you had it. So during Mass, go there with the intention, I'm going to open my heart to the Lord. I'm going to pour out everything. I'm going to listen. I want to hear the voice of Jesus in this Mass. And then private prayer, you know, as we sit quietly, as you know, when you can put away all distraction and noise, that is when you can sit in silence, or maybe even with some beautiful sacred music in the background, but without interference, and that you can hear the voice of Jesus in your private prayer. We also hear the voice of Jesus in other people. So our spouses, our family, our friends, good friends. I'm talking about situations where these are people who deeply love you and know you well. They speak sometimes with important messages from our Lord, and we need to listen to that. For a small example would be if your spouse, in my case, my spouse, my husband, and I've got a really bad habit. I'm making a very general example here, but I've got a really bad habit that perhaps is affecting me as a person, or if the children, perhaps. And it annoys him, and he says something about it. That's the voice of Jesus, because it's our Lord working through my husband to tell me, hey, I've got some work to do in this particular area of my life. It's a very tiny example, but this, your spouse, family, friends, your spiritual director, these are all people through who you hear the voice of Jesus. And happenings in your life, spiritual reading, you know, much like the homily at Mass, you know, you pick up some spiritual reading and there's a line in there that strikes you. Maybe you don't know why. Maybe there's a whole paragraph. Maybe it's a whole chapter. But you don't, you might not know why exactly at that moment. But I can guarantee you that's Jesus speaking to you through that spiritual reading. And you need to heed that, mark it somehow, and then go back to it and pray over it. Because that is definitely the voice of Jesus. Maybe it's sacred music. You know, the lyrics of sacred music. Oftentimes we will hear the voice of Jesus in beautiful music. And it, you know, particularly at times when we really need to hear from him and we're looking for a message. Maybe it's not something we hear in sacred music. Maybe it's something that we come across online, as long as, hopefully, you know, all that we are viewing online is wholesome and holy. Maybe it's something we hear. Maybe it's something we hear in a conversation, in the news, but it strikes us. It strikes us and it urges us to do something, think a different way, and to draw closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. So all of these different ways, prayer, adoration, mass, people, happenings, these are ways in which we hear the voice of Jesus. I'd like to give you an example from my own life. Now, this is a true story. I'm not making this up. I couldn't make it up if I wanted to, because it's just so interesting and unexpected. I had a cross that I had been given, a situation that was of quite some magnitude, long-term kind of thing. I know you've had this in your life. Maybe you have this right now. You're going through this right now. But it was it was really something to grapple with. And I was struggling with it and praying and begging Jesus to speak to me. Tell me what to do. Let me hear your voice. I want to hear you like other people hear you. You see, I've never had that experience. I know some have. Some people have clearly heard a voice, which they know to be our Lord, say something to them in a time of prayer or distress. And I wanted that. I wanted to hear Jesus speaking directly to me. I wanted that with all my heart. And I begged and I begged and I begged. And I prayed and I sat quiet and I went to adoration and I did all of the things that I just told you about, but I heard nothing. It was always silence on the other end. And I was becoming really discouraged, confused, discouraged. I was really lost. No voice, no matter what I did. And that Sunday, one Sunday, not long after I kind of got to that point of saying, well, I don't think he's talking or is going to talk to me at all. At the end of Mass, the closing hymn, the recessional hymn, was, no kidding, the song is called I Heard the Voice of Jesus. And if you know it, you're probably smiling already because you likely remember the lyrics. But as soon as, I did not know that was going to be the recessional hymn until it started. Because as a matter of fact, I didn't have my worship aid. Somehow I'd lost it. It must have fallen off the pew and slid underneath somewhere. So I thought, okay, well, I'll just stand here and just listen carefully to this, whatever the song is going to be. And what does the choir do but rolls right into I Heard the Voice of Jesus. And I just chuckled. I couldn't help it. I even if I had the worship aid with me, I couldn't have sang because I was chuckling so hard and trying to keep it under wraps so I didn't disturb anyone around me. But here's, if you aren't familiar with the song, and please don't worry, I'm not going to sing it because I'm a terrible singer. But here are the lyrics. And I'm going to, you know, it's kind of poetry. It is poetry. You know, lyrics of songs are, in general, poetry. And songs are poetry set to music. So anyway, here it is. I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down, O weary one. Lay down your head upon my breast." I came to Jesus as I was, so weary, worn, and sad. And I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Right about that point, my chuckling turned to tears. The next verse, I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one. Stoop down and drink and live." I came to Jesus, and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. Last verse, I heard the voice of Jesus say, "I am this dark world's light. Look unto me. Your morn shall rise, and all your day be bright." I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. And in that light of life, I'll walk till traveling days are done. Isn't that just way awesome? And for me, you know, by this time, as I said, I'm, you know, the tears are rolling down my cheeks, and I'm trying pretty hard not to let it show. But that the message, the words of the song, the timing of it, I knew clearly was the voice of Jesus. I was hearing the voice of Jesus. He chose to speak to me through that recessional hymn of the Mass, which I had just offered in desperation for this difficult situation I was enduring, this heavy, heavy cross I was bearing. And this message to me was so clear, because what I understood from that is that Jesus was saying, "I hear you. I hear you, and I am speaking to you, and I am calling you to myself. I will comfort you. I will comfort you. Come and put your head on my shoulder and just rest there. I know you are weary and worn. I know you've had it, and I am here for you." That's the voice of Jesus that I heard that day. He was telling me, "I'm here for you." And reading between the lines, so to speak, I understood, no, this suffering, this cross, this situation was not to be taken from me. Jesus wasn't going to just lift it off of my shoulders and take it away, but that he needed me to endure it for a specific reason. Somehow, for my own good, for someone else's good, somehow I must continue to carry this cross. I must endure this suffering. I must continue with this situation and accept it. You see, what I heard in that voice of Jesus that day was that I needed to stop fighting this whole situation and accept it, but at the same time to allow myself to rest in our Lord Jesus, to go to him and to picture myself putting my head on his shoulder, weary as I am, and allowing him to comfort me. What a message that was for me that day. And you know, I grabbed another worship aid on my way out of Mass that day, and I brought it home, and I keep it handy. In fact, I hang it right above my computer. so that I see it every single day. That song, I heard the voice of Jesus, so that I can be reminded over and over again that he did speak to me. He does speak to me. He speaks to me every single day, but sometimes I don't hear. Why? Why didn't I hear him speaking before? Because of this. Because I was trying to make Jesus speak in the way I wanted to hear him. But that wasn't meant to be. He wasn't going to speak to me the way I wanted. He did, in fact, speak to me in the way that he wanted, in the way that he saw was fitting for that situation and for me specifically, for me to hear. So that's my story. And I will guarantee, my friend, that you have stories like that as well. Maybe it's just that you weren't struck at the moment with the realization that Jesus was speaking to you, that you were hearing the voice of Jesus. But it's there. And so when I think about our Lord and the way he speaks to us, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verse 27, 28 comes to my mind, because that's the one where Jesus talks about himself being a shepherd. He says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand." He is the shepherd. We know his voice. You, my friend, you will know his voice when he speaks to you in the way you are meant to hear him. That is hearing the voice of Jesus. So how do we do this? How do we do this? Well, three things: prayer, practice, and persistence. It takes a lot of training by God and self-discipline to hear the voice of Jesus, to practice quieting ourselves and being still and listening, to pray even when we don't hear what we want to be hearing, and then to persist in our request that our Lord allow us to hear his voice in some way and at the time that's right for us to hear it. All of this entails an emptying of self, which is exactly what our Blessed Mother Mary did. Her entire life, she does it now. Empty of self completely, so that she could hear the voice of Jesus. And I don't mean just while on earth. I mean in general. Jesus as Lord. She was constantly tuned in to the voice of God, and still is. She was open to the promptings of the Spirit. That's our goal. That's what we strive to imitate. To be open to the promptings of the Spirit. So that song for me at the end of Mass that day was definitely the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Because had I not been open to it, I would have laughed it off or thought it was just, you know, a silly coincidence. But it wasn't, and I understood that. So, much to think about on today's show. Much to think about. And I'm excited for you, because I hope that now, after having listened to this podcast, you will constantly be tuned in to the voice of Jesus, and that you will hear the voice of Jesus in many different ways at many different times in your life. But for now, as we go through our week, let's remember to listen for the voice of Jesus and to work on being empty of self so that we can adequately hear what he has to say to us and when he chooses to say it. Well, my friend, sadly, it's time to bring our time together to a close. If you'd like to know more about me, if you'd like to become part of my ministry, subscribe to my newsletter, subscribe to my weekly Mary Monday, which is a little boost of inspiration to get your week off to a good start. If you'd like to invite me to speak, please visit margefenelin.com. I would love to come speak at your parish, at your conference, retreat. I would love to meet you in person. So visit margefenelin.com. In addition, I've got a wealth of inspiration waiting there for you. You also can connect with me there on my website. Look at the little contact form in the upper right corner. You can contact me by email, or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm all over. So just search Marge Fenelin or Marge Steinhag Fenelin and you'll find me. Hey, I can't wait to hear from you. Before you go, I ask you please to help me to bring the world to Christ through Mary by sharing this podcast with the people in your life. Please share it. Please like it, share it, and give me a hand with this, because there's a lot of work to do. My apostolate of bringing the world to Christ through Mary is indeed the apostolate of all baptized Christians. And we need to get working, because we know that we have a lot of obstacles out there who don't want to see the world turn to Christ. So help me out. Spread the word. Hey, thanks for listening. Until soon, let's remember that the only thing stopping us from becoming holy are the excuses we make for not pursuing it. May God bless you, and may our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.